The change is expected to affect about 20,000 Kansas adults. They will have 90 days to either find work or enroll in a job training program. Those who do neither will no longer be eligible for what is officially known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Federal law already bars unemployed adults from receiving benefits for more than 3 months in any three-year period. But states can ask the federal government to waive that restriction, which Kansas did when Democrat Kathleen Sebelius was in office in 2004. Now officials in the administration of Republican Governor Sam Brownback say they're going to allow that waiver to expire because they think it will help motivate unemployed Kansans to find a job. Phyllis Gilmore is the Secretary of the Department for Children and Families.
The number one way out of poverty is to get a job. This, to me, is a help to people to get them to be self-sufficient, the opposite of cruel.
But the move is being criticized by the directors of food banks and others who say it will just make it harder for unemployed Kansans to get back on their feet. The average food stamp benefit in Kansas is worth about $125 a month. I'm Jim McLean.